Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The refugee partnership here, big announcement today in terms of trying to achieve a $1.5 million goal to help the refugees that have recently come here. Just, I guess, talk a little bit more about the partnership itself and, you know, the services it's going to provide to the number of refugees that have recently come to the West New York.
Yeah, so the refugee partnership is a partnership between the 4 refugee resettlement agencies here in Western New York and Jericho Road. We all provide critical life-saving support to refugees who are brought here through a State Department program to start new lives, essentially. And the goal is to help all of these refugees get up on their feet, become self-sufficient, become contributing members of our community. And what we see over time is that not only does this small investment up front in supporting refugees result in them becoming self-sufficient, but we also see them giving back to our community in ways that make this a very cost-positive program. The challenge is that we were sent refugees through the State Department program, and now we're no longer receiving the funding for those first 90 days of critical services. And that is what we are here today to try to fill that gap, to raise the funds to support the refugees who have already come with the commitment from the State Department for support, but because of the stop work order in foreign aid funded programs, those dollars are no longer coming.
And what are some of the ways that you're going to try to achieve that $1.5 million in the 30 days that this campaign is going to be open? And then are there plans or at least thoughts right now that maybe extending that a little bit or other initiatives to help?
Yeah, so we are committing to a 30-day campaign to raise the funds. We've received $450,000 in pledges from local foundations already. My understanding is there's a couple additional pledges coming in from foundations, but we also need the community to step up and give to this need. Every dollar helps. You know, just for example, if we receive the $100,000 gift we got from the Western New York Foundation, which was the first gift in, that allows us to house 100 families for a month. Think about that. The impact is directly correlated into making sure those people are in safe, clean, affordable housing so that they can then become part of our community by going to work, becoming part of our tax base, opening up businesses, opening up restaurants that we love to go to here in Western New York. So it's such a small investment up front for people who then give so much back to our community.